You know, it's a funny thing, but of all the films I've ever seen, my two favorites both star Orson Welles and Joseph Cotten. One of them, of course, is Citizen Kane, and the other one is The Third Man, the story of a hack writer of American Westerns who goes to Vienna to meet an old friend named Harry Lime and reluctantly comes to accept the fact that his friend is a heartless criminal. The film opens in a cemetery at what the writer thinks is Harry's funeral. Trevor Howard plays the British military attaché who's on the trail of Lime.
My name's Calloway, Martins. You a friend of Lime?
Yeah.
Been here long?
No.
The writer played by Cotten falls in love with Harry's old girlfriend played by Alida Valli.
I don't care whether Harry was murdered by Kurtz or Pesco or the third man. Whoever killed him, there was some sort of justice.
But Harry is alive, and Harry delivers one of the great passages of movie dialogue.
In Italy, for 30 years under the Borgias, they had warfare, terror, murder, and bloodshed, but they produced Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and the Renaissance. In Switzerland, they had brotherly love. They had 500 years of democracy and peace, and what did that produce? The cuckoo clock. So long, Howard.
The Third Man, directed by Sir Carol Reed and written by Graham Greene, has been completely restored for a 50th anniversary re-release. It has one great scene after another, one great shot after another, including the famous chase through the sewers of Vienna and Orson Welles in the most dramatic, delayed entrance in the history of the movies. The Third Man. I've seen it at least 50 times, and still it has its magic.